Hi, this is Jeff from PanicN.com. This is my very first message. And we're going to talk today about what to do when you feel a panic attack coming on. Panic attacks come about by what you are telling yourself. And you're telling yourself that you are afraid of something happening to you. Your nervous system exists for your survival, and it can't tell apprehension from the real thing. So it gives you tension and upsets parts of your body. It makes your eyes blurry. It makes you feel a little giddy, your stomach nauseous. It tenses your muscles, makes your heart beat faster, you breathe faster. This prepares you for the big battle because right now you perceive that you are threatened. But there's no battle for survival, but your nervous system just doesn't know it. When these strange feelings and sensations of anxiety begin to grow, you add more fear because you want these feelings to stop and you want to have control over them. But you have to resolve your fear. You have to stay with the fear sensations and follow it to the end and see for yourself what is there while willingly experiencing it all. All the sensations, all the fear, all the feelings. You can't hide. You lay down your fight. You become as passive as you can be. You become the tree in the wind. You see, this is opposite to panic attacks, and this breaks the cycle. If you are waiting for the end of the panic, it won't end. It has to be total acceptance of your panic situation. You let it do whatever it wants to for as long as it wants, and you accept it all. The more you fight it and fear it, the more power it has. The converse is true. Letting it run its course unabated shuts it down. When the panic attack is about to start, you have to let it kill you, so to speak. And not talking about suicide. I'm talking about the attitude of, go ahead, kill me. You have to allow it to do its very worst to you without looking over your shoulder for it to end. This is facing. Panic is a cycle. It's a fear of itself, and it keeps the cycle going, and you are stuck in the fear when you are in a panic state. You have panic because you're afraid of panic. It's all inside you to stop the panic, not by fighting or hiding, but to become passive and let it do its worst. With no stopping it. The panic is only your worrying gone to the next automatic level where you don't have control over it. The only way you can switch it off is to resolve the worry. You are worried about going insane, yet you have no proof of that. None. So, go insane. Giving into panic is the resolution that can shut off the panic if you are determined to see it through.